Welcome to the podcast, Your Time with James Sweetman. I don't know about you, but for me, summer seemed to be going by quicker and quicker every year. It's like we wait for the summer weather and then we notice the cooler mornings and evenings and the autumnal feel is back. And then suddenly the schools are back as well. This week's episode is all about goal setting and refocusing. I've used the phrase for it, September is the new January, and that's something I picked up from watching the fashion documentary, the September issue, a good few years ago, where there was a line in it which said September is the January for fashion, where the issues of Vogue and Harper's Bazaar are bulging with new styles for the winter season. In recent times, I've become to a similar train of thought when it comes to goal setting, because for many people, you know, January and the new year is all about resolutions. Usually resolutions are a knee-jerk response to overindulgence at Christmas time. Whereas in September, when the schools are back, there's that sense of new beginning. You know, there's still 4 months left to the end of the year. Maybe it's a time for refocusing. And certainly for me, September has been the time when I do my own little goal setting exercises. Now, of course, as a coach, as a life coach, as a personal coach, as an executive coach, all the different labels I have, goal setting is a concept that's central to my work. So I'm constantly refining my goal setting questions and frameworks. What I have found, though, in recent times, for myself and for many of the clients I work with, the old traditional approach to goal setting is just fairly boring. So I'm looking to fine tune the processes so that it's just a more interesting, exciting, enthusiastic endeavor. So in this week's episode, I'm going to share four or five different angles with you on goal setting, all with that shared purpose of stimulating your thinking and to help you focus on what's really important to you. Of course, from a pure coaching perspective, coaching is really about asking questions because you have the answers. You know, you're the expert in being you. So for me as a coach, questions are the tools of my trade. And if we want better answers or better outcomes, we start by asking better questions. My main coaching book, SOAR, which has the subtitle Powerful Questions to Transform Your Life, is a book that came out of the questions that I've collected over many years. And these questions are in this week's, or a good segment of them, are in this week's podcast as well. So questions that would help to stimulate your own thinking in terms of your own goal focus, your own motivation. And I hope you will find them of benefit. At its essence, goal setting is really about brainstorming the question, what do I want? And we can have different variations of that question, but at its core, that's what it comes back to. So it is a useful place to start. It is the core of traditional goal setting, as I say. And I often think if we're not used to setting ourselves goals, or we're in the habit of just responding to events around us, responding to life, one of the things that the focus on what it is that I want gets for us is a greater sense of being at cause as opposed to being at effect. It's a way of taking control back. And one of the key bits with this type of goal setting is we want to ensure that our focus stays on the positive. So, for example, we could say something like, well, what do I want? I want to give up cigarettes, or I don't want to be in debt. Both of those are negatively worded. So the focus is still on debt and cigarettes, as opposed to I want to improve my health, or I want to have X amount in the bank account. So when I'm brainstorming the what do I want piece, that form of goal setting, I'll grab my journal, because somehow I like to do this in a handwritten way. And it's so much more powerful, of course, to write things out. It gives us perspective on it. It makes it more real somehow. It's just taking it out of our own heads. So I'll take a blank sheet of paper or two, or a double page within my journal, and I'll write that question at the top of it. What do I want? And I'll simply just brainstorm answers. So you think of it a bit like a child writing a letter to Santa. You know, I'll list everything I want. And sometimes we can struggle with this because we're not used to maybe thinking in this way, or somehow we think it's selfish, you know, to want things for ourselves. The key with this one, of course, is not to let the how prevent you from writing the what. And by that, I mean, sometimes if we're writing down something that we've an urge to write down, very quickly the brain will go, that's great, yes, but. because how it will happen is not something that is immediately apparent to us. But I love the great phrase of with vision comes provision. So let me think of the what first, and then we'll see what happens. So these are like the I want pages. Usually when I do this, there might be 20 or 30 items on it. Some of them can be fairly, you know, superfluous. It might be I want a new jacket or something, or, you know, maybe I want to pay off credit card debt, or, you know, I want to get fitter. As I say, I'm keeping them positively worded, but don't censor this one too much. Just do it as a brainstorm. And I often think when we get beyond the old chestnuts of money and maybe fitness, you know, we then get into something that's maybe a little bit more richer. You know, so if we sort of stay with it and keep going and just let the pen move across the page, you might be surprised with what pops up. One final tip in this area is that sometimes we need to create the space for this form of goal setting. You know, we need to get into the right mindset. And one of the ingredients that's always present with goal setting is gratitude. I often use the word appreciation here, because without appreciation for what is, nothing will appreciate from it, if we use both definitions of the word. So in January, when I run my annual event, SOAR, and I'll be starting the promotion of that very soon, because the time is ticking by, we often start that workshop with a little exercise on gratitude, because somehow it lays the foundation for then pondering what we want more of. So that first little piece is the basic stuff. You know, what is it that I want? And it gives us a new question to maybe just harness our imagination. If the what do I want question perhaps represents the doing side of goal setting, we're now going to move up to the being side of goal setting. And for me, this is much more exciting, cutting edge stuff. As human beings, we are emotional beings. So we are experiencing emotions all the time. And we will have certain habits of emotions that we experience. Also, behind every goal, every desired outcome, every behavior that we have is a request to feel more of a positive emotion. So with this form of goal setting, I really just cut to the chase with it. So I ask the question, what are the emotions I would like to experience more of? Because as I say, we're experiencing emotions all the time. It's behind everything we do. Perhaps goals are just vehicles or means to an end, the end point being an enhanced emotion. So let me bring that front and center. So for me, emotions like joy, excitement, love, fun, they're always on the list. Sometimes I forget as adults that it's okay to have fun. So therefore, I'll reframe those into questions. So for example, how can I experience more joy in my life? What can I do to have more excitement in my life? This form of emotional type goal setting is a natural outcome from the broader concept of how do I define success, which was a topic of one of my earlier podcast episodes, actually going back to episode 6, I think it was. And in that episode, I speak further about the whole emotional definitions of success, which is where modern definitions of success reside. And it also brings us into the territory of the difference between achievement and fulfillment. So if this aspect of emotional goal setting is appealing to you, perhaps scroll back and you can check out episode 6 as well. So just to recap on this one, we bring the emotions front and center. I'm focused on what it is I want to feel more of. And then I'm asking myself, how can I create more of that in my life or experience more of it? And when we ponder that, other little ideas will come up. It might be very simple things. You know, if I'm looking for more joy in my life, well, you know, how can I create the space for that? It might be going for a walk in nature, making arrangements to meet a friend for coffee, having a good soak in a bath, or reading a good book or a particular type of magazine. It might be the small things, and we might necessarily view them as goals in themselves. But as I say, the goal is only a means to an end. And equally with emotions, you know, we have to practice them to experience them in the same way as maybe we have to practice listening to improve our listening skills. So if we're looking for more love or more joy in our life, we're looking for a way of living more loving or more joyfully, if that makes sense. Before I share another way of looking at this whole area of goal setting with you, let me pause for a quick moment and thank you for tuning in. I always feel it's important for me to do that because, and I know I say it every week, but I'm thrilled with the feedback I'm getting on this podcast, the reviews, the star ratings, the recommendations. And as I say, that really encourages me to keep going with various different topics and to get the sleeves rolled up and perhaps get some discussion going. I am, for those of you who are fans of the podcast and tune in every week, I'm actively working to expand it out from a point of view of interviewing other people. So it's not just my voice all the time, but we're able to take maybe the input from other people that I've connected with or worked with or who have a good story to tell or who've overcome challenges, all still falling into the wider umbrella of, you know, time to think and maybe a sense of inspiration as well. And if I go back to why this podcast is called Your Time, and I think this week is a good week to emphasize it, I would like to see it as time out for you just to think and to contemplate on what's important for you, a little bit of me time, as it were. And this week's topic on goal setting, I think, further amplifies that because it is very much about you focusing on what's most important to you. If you're enjoying these episodes, do by all means give me a little review or a star rating. And if you know of other people who might find it of benefit, please do point them in the direction of the podcast as well. And of course, as I say too, there's plenty of information that's available on my website, jamessweetman.com. And of course, I'm on all the other social media channels as well. Over the years, I've discovered that, you know, for me to achieve what I want to achieve, I have to be very conscious about how I show up. In other words, what are the qualities or the characteristics that I want to display or connect with more purposefully? Now, for me, this is sort of an extension of the emotional focus or the emotional type goals we spoke about, you know, where goals are a means to an end and the end being more of a positive emotion. But this one is slightly different because it's looking at maybe qualities that I want to connect with more purposefully. They usually include wonderful characteristics such as courage, compassion. And a word that I'm using more frequently myself in recent times is grace, which is a really spiritual, gentle, beautiful word, I have to say. So in that mindset, here are some more questions that might just stimulate your thinking. Where can I display more courage? How can I demonstrate greater compassion? How can I be more compassionate and forgiving towards myself? That's a question I think most of us could probably ask more frequently. How can I live with a sense of grace every day? So as I say, there's no simple answers to these questions. And these are just a sample of questions because we can change the quality around. We can change the wording around. But the question, as I would see it, is like a key for opening up a door to perhaps a new potential. So similar to the emotional goals, this one is more focusing on the qualities that I want to connect with more purposely. How do I want to show up? And just contemplate what those might be for you. My tree that I tend to go back to regularly are courage, compassion, and grace, as I say. The next angle on goal setting is what I call the next level goals. For success for me has many different dimensions. I tend to work with seven. Finances, of course, is the traditional one. You know, that old Malcolm Forbes quote, he who has the most toys wins. And of course, finances, it's easy to keep track of if we look at, you know, figures on a bank balance, as it were. But finance is only one of them. Other definitions of or dimensions to success include maybe career, working life, family and friends, personal relationship, health and fitness. For me, spirituality is in there as well, or that sense of sacred time. There's also the playfulness, you know, the fun, the hobbies, the adventures. And if I look at each of those seven areas, I can review them and then ask myself, you know, what would have to happen for me to take each of these areas of my life to the next level, if I use that phrase? You know, what would enhance them? What would turn up the volume on these? So again, we're just using a different angle on it. We're breaking down maybe some of the components of achievement, fulfillment, a rounded, successful life. And I'm identifying each of them and figuring out where could I turn up the volume on them, if I use that phrase. So two more segments on goal setting to share with you in this week's episode. This one, the next one I have to say is a favorite of mine because it's really the go for it one. I call them the way out there goals or sometimes the greenfield thinking goals, but it's a way to fully harness the imagination. It's often far easier to think about the really big goals and to focus on them rather than what we might consider more manageable, achievable in the short term type objectives. Because when they're way out there, we often have little resistance to them. We cannot possibly think of how they might come about. So it makes it more fun, almost daydream type goals, back into being childlike again. Here's a few questions that I find just get me into that imagination space in a deeper way. What would I like to happen over the next few months or the next year that would literally take my breath away? Now, as I often say in response to this one, don't go for win the lotto. You know, if ever there was something that was habitual or, you know, a barrier to creative thinking, that's it. Yeah. But if you were to increase your financial standing, what would that enable for you or allow you to do or get, which is perhaps a way of bridging the old fallback position of winning the lotto. But let me repeat that one again, because it's one of my favorite questions. What would I like to happen over the next few months that would take my breath away? Another one, what makes me excited even thinking about it? What would I get such a blast from working towards that even if I didn't achieve it, it would still be worthwhile? Another very powerful question, because it keeps us focused as well on the process, because it's not just about the end goal. And when we include the process with what it is we're aiming for me, that's the broader definition of outcome. And it also is front and center when it comes to fulfillment. So another great question, that one. What makes me excited even thinking about it? Where I'd get such a blast from working towards it, even if I didn't achieve it, it would be so worthwhile. Another very deep question, this one. What's the dream beyond the dream? You know, I'm very blessed in that many of the goals or ambitions or dreams that I had maybe 10 or 15 years ago have all come to pass. But of course, as human beings, we don't stop growing and evolving. There's always something to reach for. We're always reaching for our potential. And that question, what's the dream beyond the dream, just maybe gets me focusing on a further horizon, as it were. And another one, what would really stretch me? What would accelerate my growth over the next few months? You know, what challenge can I set for myself that I would be excited about tackling? So those few questions, as I say, even the way they're worded, maybe you can even hear it in my voice, there's excitement to them. And even pondering them will bring us into a new way of thinking. The last category, or the last handrail for goal setting or goal focus, is what I call the heart questions. These questions require a little reflection, a little contemplation, but they're designed so that the answers come from the heart, not just the head, which is where they come from. Maybe if we look at the more traditional side of stuff around what it is that I want. They're also questions for me that are aligned with maybe spiritual growth, and definitions of fulfillment as well. So let me share these questions with you. Again, the purpose is to stimulate your thinking. How can I be of more service? Now, there's a big difference between being of service and being servile, but how can I be of more service where I'm giving to others? And of course, as we give, we also receive. Where have I compromised too much? Often brings us into the territory of boundaries and maybe where we're bending over backwards a little too much and we want to take our own power back. How can I celebrate even more all that's great in my life? A fantastic variation of the gratitude question, that one. What am I resisting? For me, most of the challenges in life is not what life presents to us, but it's our resistance towards them, maybe rather than accepting reality and resourcing ourselves to dealing with it. What change is trying to take place? That's an interesting question to ponder, because oftentimes if we're feeling a little stuck, it's often life telling us that there's a change waiting to happen and maybe we have to get out of our own way to allow us to receive it. What am I really enjoying right now, and how can I experience more of that? You know, it's not necessarily about doing new things all the time. It's maybe nurturing stuff that's already bringing me pleasure and putting more conscious effort into it. What part of me really wants to sing? Now, there's a different type of question. I suppose it's a variation of a question, a drier format of it, which is what skills or talents of mine would I love to develop? But as someone who doesn't have a note in their head, I do like that question. What part of me really wants to sing? What have I been putting off? Sometimes we're bringing out the old long finger, you know, the one day type goals. And of course, one day is not a day of the week. How can I be more of my true self? You know, that sense of who we are at our core. How can I let that person shine just a little more? So those few questions are what I call heart questions. They're maybe not traditional goal type setting questions at all, but they are inspiring at the same time. Those ones and the previous ones around the, you know, the way out there questions is often where the pen begins to move a little faster for me on the page. So hopefully there's been plenty of food for thought for you in those last few segments, different ways of looking at goal setting. And if you're someone who has sat down or is listening to this again with your pen and paper in hand, you may have many things that's listed on the page. And then sometimes we need to tidy that up a little. So the last little segment here is based on musts. M-U-S-T-S. This is a phrase I picked up many years ago when I attended a workshop that was led by Robin Sharma, he who wrote The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari and many other books. He's a Canadian author and speaker, and I really admire a lot of his work. And this concept of musts is something that I've brought into my own time management programs, but it's also something that works equally well when we're looking at goal setting. So if you think of everything you've contemplated, even just listening to my voice in the last 15, 20 minutes or so, if you were to look at the next 4 months ahead, what would be your 3 musts? Now, I much prefer the word must as opposed to, say, priority. You know, we know what we're talking about with priority, but there's so much more energy, I think, with the word must. Or maybe if we think of the next 5 months or 6 months or out into next year, you know, what might be 3 or 4 key musts for you? This question focuses the mind. It naturally highlights priorities. And because most goal lists, when we think about it, are should lists, you know, I should do this, I should do that. And we beat ourselves up with the word should. When we make something a must, it fuels our motivation. So by way of close, let me do a quick recap on some of those different ways of looking at the whole area of goal setting. And again, it's a vast topic. For me, I've chosen to do this podcast this week because I will be answering these questions. So let's start back at the beginning, the basic question, what do I want? And all of the different variations on that. Then we have the emotional type questions, knowing that any goal is a request to feel more of a positive emotion. It's the vehicle to the end destination, that end destination being more joy, more love, more fulfillment. And if I'm contemplating what those emotions are for me, how can I find simpler ways of connecting with them? Then there's also the qualities that I want to connect with more purposely. How do I want to show up? Remember my words there, compassion, courage, and grace. There was also the way out there goals. You know, what's the stuff that would just light me up even thinking about them? And of course, the heart goals. How can I be of more service? Where have I compromised too much? The very subtle ones. And then, of course, at the end, identifying the different musts as well. So it's not just a should list I have. I'm identifying what my priorities are and what I'm going to chip away with. So there you have it. I want you to picture me on holidays, because that's when I normally take some time off in September, pen and journal in hand, going through the above questions. And I do that every year. It's something I look forward to. And I'm always amazed when I look back, you know, 3 months, 6 months later, where with some of them, I put conscious effort into them. But sometimes when we just refocus, we're naturally following up on things, or it's a bit like an escalator, you know, the old Paulo Coelho quote, at the moment of commitment, the universe conspires to assist you. So when you're focused on stuff, you might be working towards it consciously, but then at the same time, maybe you're co-creating with life around you as well, and coincidences and circumstances support you in achieving what you now have on your radar. So thank you again for listening in. Hopefully you found this week's questions of benefit to you. Good luck and have fun with your goal setting and refocusing. And until next week.